At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Welcome to Season 2, Episode 13 of Comic Book Nation, the official podcast of comicbook.com. Looking real professional today is my co-host, Matthew Aguilar. Dropping stuff all over our set.
Okay. You're, like, you're putting your hands down.
These are the hands of authority.
Was it a pop? Is the pop okay? Yeah, we need to check on the health of the pop.
These are hands of authority, man.
Pops
I can't.
Are very
I'm not responsible
important.
For the impact these hands put down. Like, these are what it is, what it is.
Oh, cannot control. His strength.
But as you can hear, obviously Janelle Wheeler is still here with us again.
Hey
and
what's going on?
Hiding over there in the cut, back from the road once again, talking with Vin Diesel and hobnobbing it with the stars. Mr. Brandon Davis is back in the studio.
What's going on? Hello.
Hi.
A lot of people love you. They're happy when you're home, BD, when you make it back corona free and everything like that.
That's were you
like
tested on the way back?
Nah, we just assume.
You didn't get tested in the airport?
We hope. Either this studio is very safe or very unsafe. Or we'll find out soon enough. But until then, we're going to be talking about a variety of things today. We're going to be talking about a lot of trailers that have dropped, including Marvel's final trailer for Black Widow. We're going to also be talking about the Jungle Cruise trailer, because Disney's making another ride into a movie, and we're going to talk with Emily Blunt and The Rock, and we're going to talk about that. And also, BD broke a big scoop that we're going to kind of let you just shine for. We got to get your shine on. And we're going to talk about one of the craziest trailers we've seen that's coming to Netflix just in time for your coronavirus quarantine measures. So we'll get into all that, too. Plus, in our deep dive section, we're going to be talking about the new Call of Duty Warzone Battle Royale, which is launching even as we speak. And Matt has a rundown of new comics. And we are going to finally read some of your reviews on air for that next round of Comic Book Nation t-shirts. You know the thread count. It's right here if you're watching the video.
Swag.
So let's get into all that in our news flash. Starting at the top, so we got the final trailer for Black Widow, Marvel's big first summer opener for the movies, if anybody's around to see it. Yeah, no, you mean we joke, but...
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
Real thing, yeah.
Real stuff, real talk.
Yeah.
And this trailer gave away definitely more of the kind of villain side of the story, I would say. There was a lot more footage of Taskmaster and the threat that is actually being posed in this kind of Black Widow story and what it means for the larger Marvel Cinematic Universe. Basically, we find out that Black Widows are now kind of mind-controlled assassins, and this kind of is a violation of Natasha and Yelena's whole, I guess, code of the widow or whatever it is. You know, they just
think
it's...
I mean, it's not fair.
I mean, I make light, but we've seen some pretty dark things happen in the Black Widow program, and so then just to go straight up mind control is
like
another
a Steven
level.
Seagal movie.
Or...
Code of the Widow.
Or... Are they talking about Taskmaster?
Is Taskmaster mind controlled?
Conscious, fully aware, not making any of their own decisions.
Ooh, Breedy's been on this conspiracy theory since day one. And I still like it, so we're going to still get into all that. But we got to see more of Taskmaster in action, and it definitely made an impression. I looked at Jim at one point the other day, and I was like, Taskmaster is trending in entertainment. Like,
that's awesome.
What a surreal day we live in.
It makes you think, like, if that can happen, then Matt, like, one day you could... Stop putting that up there. One day you could actually get cardiac as a trending topic on Twitter.
It'll happen one day. If you speak it enough times, it's like Field of Dreams.
Unless like someone famous dies
you
of cardiac
build it,
arrest.
It will come.
Yeah. Oh, wow, Janelle. You should bring it down. Yeah. If somebody dies of cardiac arrest, yeah. Yeah, I guess that would
It's probably already trending, honestly.
Well done. Well done. We trained you well. I like this. We're going to... You're finally fitting in here.
Oh, no.
So, so we saw a lot. What'd you guys think?
Oh, my gosh. It was so cool. Obviously, I'm not as familiar with the comics, so for me to kind of delve into it and understand that Taskmaster takes on the abilities just by seeing someone's ability. So we saw clips of Black Panther, like with the cross and the, like, I'm trying to explain it for anyone who's just listening. The cross of your arms and the fingernails coming out. Yeah. But we had like Civil War, like we had references to Hawkeye. We had, it was just really cool. There was,
yeah,
there was
we
a
had
lot
that Iron Man 2 shout out. That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very brave of them to bring back that Scarlett Johansson original Black Widow wig. For I'm surprised they didn't.
You didn't like
alter.
That wig?
Oh my god!
I loved that wig.
I
never
it
had
too.
A problem
still my
with
favorite,
it.
Look, actually.
You're a super
yeah,
spy,
me too.
And the only
yes.
thing you
yes.
have, look, if the only thing you have is a mop and a bucket of red paint in a garage, and
oh
you
my
only
gosh!
Have so much time,
I like the
listen,
curls.
I never had a problem.
Wigs
with that.
Have gotten cool. better and
never
better and better.
Honey, you don't have to tell me.
Actually, that is not true. Wigs have absolutely regressed since then. Look at the Venom post-credit scene, and look at Inhumans.
Oh,
how do you
find a way
to crap on Venom, man?
Well, how has wigs have absolutely regressed since Iron Man 2?
Yep.
Red wigs specifically.
I'm not rocking with you. I think they're all horrible. So, yeah, I mean.
Also, quick question. So, is his outfit in this movie similar to the comics, Taskmaster?
It's loosely based.
Okay, because I love what they're doing with it, the skull
face.
He
wears like a full skull, an actual skull mask.
Oh, okay.
It's like if Taskmaster shopped at Target. That's what this
the Nerf
really?
It's very like it's very like track suit. Ish,
so wait, are
like
you
applied.
Satisfied with this or no?
Well, I mean, the original guy is kind of like a weird swashbuckling pirate.
Oh, yeah, no,
like,
it's ridiculous in the comics.
So it's ridiculous either way.
I mean, yeah. I like it. I think it's very
kind of
sleek
a
and modern.
It's a color scheme of the one, but it's more like the armored version from an alternate universe Taskmaster that exists in the comics who wears kind of more of a... this armored suit.
They couldn't do the hood and the cape.
No.
Like that, it would look stupid.
Yeah.
It would look ridiculous.
Yeah,
so. I like what they did here. I'm just like...
Yeah, it's a happy medium between all the Taskmaster. So.
I definitely dig it.
Yeah, we also got to see Florence Pugh, just a shout out. The kind of humor and personality she's bringing to Yelena with a dry wit and a kind of sarcasm that's going to be... And it showed off a lot more of their
interactions. In the car scene when she's like, you have a plan?
Yeah.
No, I was just going to drive us away. Well, that's a really bad plan. Like, it just
she's
isn't
like,
working.
I just duck and cover?
Yeah. Her. It's like...
I mean, Florence Pugh is like, you know, red hot breakout star in...
Yeah.
Yeah, she nails it just from the Russian accent to the wit and the humor and the timing. Like,
there's really
that
good
kind
chemistry.
Of sister relationship looks like. It's going to be really good, and finally we can get rid of Frozen and put something proper in its place.
Oh, God. Someone,
you
please.
That came out of nowhere.
You didn't see it coming. You thought the punch was over here, but
man,
it's really a hook.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
No, I just want to do that for Matt.
Do you
want
to build a snowman? And I'm wearing my hair like
Elsa
right now.
Yes, we must blow up snowman.
You start to sing.
I always do. Do you expect anything else?
That's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, check that out. Marvel, comicbook.com, Marvel, final Black Widow trailer. I'm all in for this. It looks pretty cool. The kind of Russian Avengers story looks pretty cool. David Harbour and Rachel Weisz. Brandon, Rachel Weisz.
She's Taskmaster.
You're going to be a big Marvel villain, you think?
I swear it. I mean, I don't have like inside information.
I mean,
that
would make sense from the title, right? Taskmaster is somebody who has mind control over people and gives them tasks to do. Seems pretty on the nose to me.
I believe that Melina... All right. Is going to be Taskmaster. She's Iron Maiden in the comics. She's not going to be Iron Maiden in the movie.
No, we already saw that little Easter egg red herring.
So
with the mask.
I think she's going to be Taskmaster.
I think you're right. I've always thought you're right.
I've put this together. There, if you look at the trailers, there's a scene where in the previous trailer where Yelena, Melina, and Natasha are like running through an apartment building, and then they jump on this pole, and the pole is falling over. I think in that scene, Melina falls down and they think she's dead, but whoever's running the Taskmaster program captures her and she's forced to become Taskmaster. And then she's like, there's going to be that scene where like, I don't want to fight you, but she has no choice because she's being controlled.
That's awesome.
All right. There you
I
have
can get
it
into
BD.
That. Wait, I have a quick question. Are there any updates on movie releases with coronavirus and like any pushbacks on dates or anything like that, especially for this one?
Not yet for this one. James Bond said, we do have time before we die.
Plenty of
because they pushed that back months ago.
Man,
I don't know how bad
so
the whole coronavirus thing has to get before Disney is just like, you know what? We're just going to put it on Disney Plus.
I mean,
it's not going to happen ever, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, with how many things are getting canceled and moved and everything, at what point do you think they...
So do you think this will get pushed back? Do you think they will change
Corona
the date?
I don't know. It's hard to predict. If we're still dealing with all of this 2 months from now, then it's probably quite serious. But I think by 2 months from now, hopefully everything's back to normal.
I think Marvel's powerful enough they're going to say, it's a Marvel movie. Risk your lives.
Yeah.
People will. So... moving right along.
I'll go.
We also saw a new final TV spot for New Mutants and got some new details just to remind us that film is still a thing. And it looks better. I mean, the stuff we saw looks okay. It's only 30 seconds. It's not like the greatest thing in the world. But New Mutants is still a thing, guys. Charlie was still right. It's still coming to theaters. Unless my corona. We'll see. But
it
check that out.
It comes out in like 3 weeks. And nobody even knows.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just quietly like, just let it go quietly.
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
That sucks, because there's some actually, like, promising stuff in this little
clip. Spain and Danny Moonstar
Stuff looks good. Like, it's sad.
Well, this could have been a good start for the X-Men universe if it wasn't dying.
Yeah.
Moving right along. BD hits the road for us. You know this. You've seen him all over the gram and stuff like that, and the Twitters and the TikTok. I think you're a TikTok star now.
No, I'm unfortunately, I feel like
for
I'm
legal
too old
reasons
for TikTok.
He's not allowed. But moving right along, you did go out there and you are kind of getting out there and breaking scoops these days. It seems like every couple of weeks we get some kind of big scoop for you, and not like little stuff. You just broke a big one. Move over, all you scoopers out there. So BD came through with a good Marvel scoop for us.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I don't think it's like super surprising, but it is kind of exciting, especially for Marvel fans. The Guardians of the Galaxy will be in Thor 4, which makes sense. Kofi loved that so much. He just knocked, for those listening, he bumped Janelle's
microphone right into her face.
Janelle has a black eye.
I didn't even flinch either. I was just this is normal.
But anyway, so I was out in LA for Bloodshot, and I was talking to Vin Diesel about Bloodshot, which I've seen, and I'm allowed to say what I think of it by the time you hear this. It was a fine movie. The movie was okay. It's exactly what you expect.
Oh!
Anyway, so there's your first reaction to Bloodshot. But I asked him two questions about Bloodshot. Third question, he's a slow talker in an interview. So pro tip, if you ever interview Vin Diesel, have your good questions first, because he thinks everything very carefully is the way I'll put it.
Wow.
I asked him, have you seen a script for Guardians 3? When is that going to get started? What can we expect from Groot this time around, other than saying I am Groot? And he just got really excited to talk about it. And he told me, I've talked to the directors of Thor. That's a terrible Vin
Diesel. Is that your Vin Diesel?
No, I couldn't go deep enough. And he said that he talked with Taika Waititi, and Taika told him that they're going to incorporate some of the Guardians into Thor 4.
That's awesome.
Before they go on and do Guardians 3. And in Guardians 3, the version of Groot we will see is Alpha Groot.
Nice.
Whatever that means. Well, I bet they're barely in Thor 4. Like, I bet they're only in it a little bit. Because
probably just to make the transition.
It was going
to
be the opposite, because Guardians 3 was supposed to come out in 2 months from now, and they were all on the ship together at the end of Endgame, and then that got moved around because of the James Gunn stuff. So I think they were going to start with Thor and then go separate ways. Or Thor might have played a bigger role, I think, in Guardians 3 than the Guardians are going to play in Thor 4, because there's so much story to tell in Thor 4. There's already a lot of characters that matter, with Jane Foster and Valkyrie and other things that we want to see. But I think they're going to start with definitely Rocket and Groot, and maybe Star-Lord and Mantis and Drax. Hopefully all of them. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have to part ways, because Thor will have to go do his Thor things, and then the Guardians are going to go search for Gamora.
Well, it would be cool if he's just kind of freewheeling it in the galaxy right now. If he was off doing something, the Jane Foster storyline somehow got started and he had to come back, and he was just like palling with the Guardians when we kept
it. Yeah, we don't know how far after Endgame the movie starts.
Yeah.
So they could be doing missions together the whole time. Like, who knows?
Yeah, but that'll be cool. So that was a good one. And BD, thank you for going out there and getting
nice
that
work.
One for comic book.
Thank you, Vin Diesel, for getting really excited and kind of letting it all spill.
Unfolding this. Yeah. Very
I can only imagine what the phone call was like for Vin after Kevin Feige called him and was like,
"Well, we love you.
You
Vin,
say three words.
We appreciate like, you Vin, so much.
You did, why did you say this?" And he was like, "Well, Kevin,
I am Groot."
He just said, "I'm Groot."
Good.
Yeah.
That's good, Vin.
It's much better. That's a much better Vin impression than mine.
Oh man,
Taron Killam still does an amazing.
I was locked into mine for a very long time with Vin Diesel, so that's another story for another time. But I remember the sound of his voice very well. Yes, it echoed off the walls of those lime chambers. Yeah, I thought it would be the last thing I hear at certain points. So, moving right along.
What just happened?
Let's talk about...
Are you okay?
That's only like half that story. You know, the other half gets a little
sore. What is happening today?
But moving right along, we know you guys are going to be ducking public spaces for a little bit, so we've really tried to up our streaming game to find you kind of interesting things to keep up with. We just broke down Altered Carbon. Houbidi also talked to the cast of that. Make sure you check out those interviews after you watch Altered Carbon Season 2. Amazon's Hunters. Now, we got something coming to Netflix real soon that is off the wall, bananas crazy. I feel like this will become a thing. Not Love is Blind, big. I mean,
oh, God, I just watched that. Why did I do that?
The worst.
Because why did I do that?
The Circle was way better.
Like the rest
I didn't watch The Circle. I fell victim to prey to this stupid Netflix show, and I'm so unsatisfied.
Watch The Circle.
The reunion sucked. The people, I went to try to find them all on Instagram to see like what they're up to. Boring.
Well, they were real. People, they're not reality stars.
Wow. Like real is that the first like full on negative?
I'm like, it was such a waste of my life.
You just called human like not characters, real humans. Boring. Don't
no,
waste
the
your
show,
time.
The editing. Like,
well, yeah, I agree. Not, the show's stupid.
The only entertaining part is the beginning when they're in the pods talking
so
and actually
there is
putting
no
up
damn
real
Love is Blind
content
segment on this podcast.
Yeah,
it was so
it's just
cringe.
So superficial and cringy.
You guys are
yeah
just knocking down something I love.
Sorry. Oh shoot! Wow, really?
Yeah. Kofi. I mean,
Kofi. Oh my God!
Love is Blind.
Matt, did you watch it?
You know,
I've watched a little bit of it because Jim had it on during the day here.
And then you realized it was terrible.
I will reserve my judgments for another
time. I will say that The
Bachelor
was so bad.
If you all gave my girl G exactly what she wanted, when she wanted, we'd have no problem.
She was crazy.
No, I don't like any of it.
Where do we go from there?
We're not going to get sidetracked by this, but crazy keeps it interesting. All right.
But it's more crazy meets
crazy.
Netflix is doing crazy, right?
Can't be crazy. Tiger yeah King. Let's talk about Woo! Tiger King, which we're actually here to talk about. So if you haven't seen the trailer for Tiger King, go watch it because I can't really explain it to you. It's a sort of documentary series coming out, true crime, about a man who set up a preserve where he owned many, many tigers, bears, and lions. But that was just the beginning of his activities. He was also a hitman. He got wrapped up with drug lords. There was something about
polygamist
a cult in there. And he was a polygamist and a country music star. So, you
it's
know.
Like,
hey, wait,
it's like
star.
If,
do we have to say star?
Like one of those anti-SeaWorld documentaries
no
had a baby
yeah
with the Aaron Hernandez documentary.
Him.
Yeah.
It really is. That's what it looks like. Did you hear that?
What's that?
It looks like if one of those anti-SeaWorld documentaries and the Aaron Hernandez documentary had a baby. And they threw a bunch of big cats in it.
Yeah.
This is
yeah
that
much
baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good description
it's
of what
insane
we're going to get.
You know what's crazy about this, though?
What's his name? His name's like Bobby
Joe Exotic.
Joey Exotic.
Joey Exotic.
That's dude, the main guy?
From what I understand, if the Last Week Tonight, John Oliver, where I first was introduced to him, he ran for president.
Oh, my God.
You're telling me you wouldn't get a beer with Joey Exotic?
He was one of the people, like, oh as God a third party, like, ran for president. This dude. It's amazing.
You're telling me you wouldn't go to happy hour with that guy just one time?
No, I want to live through happy hour, and I want it to be happy.
I don't know.
I feel like he
that
definitely
guy's got
has
stories, man.
Like, yeah, and half of them are going to probably end with a drive-by like while we're sitting on the balcony from whoever he owes money to.
Even if he brought one of his cats?
Or, yeah, definitely not doing that.
Mm-mm.
Definitely
Tiger's
not doing
a biz
that. You did notice a guy with, like, I don't know if they're related, but there is a guy who's, like, obviously paraplegic in that footage. Like, I don't know if this is all related, but...
Oh, I didn't notice that guy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I
honestly...
I see what looked like a person getting mauled by a tiger while Joey Exotic was tackling the tiger that was tackling the person.
Yeah, like, so. Yeah, so I'm not into that. No, I'm good. I'm good.
You know, I want to pet a tiger before I die.
I'm simple. I'm just like...
go to a sanctuary. A big cat sanctuary, which is what the storyline is about.
Where a tiger is like properly being cared for.
Yeah, the big cat sanctuary take care of cats.
No one should own a tiger.
And they're against
it. Doesn't matter what the reasoning is.
You shouldn't own a tiger.
There's no reason for someone to own a tiger.
Oh, I agree. But if it's like a tiger that like was in the wild and got a bad splinter and they're fixing it, like I'll pet that tiger before it goes back out into the wild. I'm not going to Mike Tyson's house.
I'm cool with nature. I don't need to pet tigers.
Yeah.
Like I'm a simple man of color. My adventures are like walking past a car with a canine sign on the back and hoping that all goes okay.
Well,
so I don't need
it's sad because they said that there's more tigers like in, you know, being held by owners and things than there are in the wild in the entire world.
Yeah, I did
which
that
is super
up.
Super
That's
sad
great.
To me.
Yeah,
was that the number they said in the trailer?
Yeah,
there's more tigers in captivity in the U.S. than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Tigers in captivity in the U.S. than there are tigers in captivity
in
the rest of the world.
All that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just bizarre. But the whole storyline is, like, I think the meat of it is that a big cat sanctuary woman who's in charge of that is kind of going up against him and wanting to, like, get these big animals into somewhere like a sanctuary and not where they're being overworked or not maybe mistreated. We don't know. I mean,
fed copious amounts of cocaine. We'll see.
Yeah, we shall see.
Imagine a tiger on cocaine. What?
How?
I don't have to imagine.
I didn't trample over the segment this time. That was it.
Yeah. But all right. You guys got to check out this trailer because it's not going
to
make sense.
Was that not the ultimate goal of that conversation to talk about tigers doing blow?
You got to watch this trailer and be ready to watch this when it comes out because this is not going to, none of this is going to make sense.
Are we
going to
talk about
you.
This on the podcast?
Oh, yes.
I have to actually watch
and
this.
Be prepared for so many GIFs and memes out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a goal.
It's
going
to be a meme factor.
Yeah.
Finally, we're going to go to Jungle Cruise, going from the cat to the jungle to the actual cruise to see them all. Disney's Jungle Cruise ride, which is breaking down and sinking at the parks these days, is now coming with a movie that looks stupid as hell. So, the end.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I actually thought it looked cool.
Dang, right out of the gate.
I am just off today.
Yeah, I don't even know you today.
I'm
You're
off.
Like, Love is Blind is bad, Jungle Cruise good.
I just
want to, like, you
I
know.
Think it's, again, one of those things that I've said a million times. I am from Orlando, and I grew up going to the parks and, like, living on these rides and things. So, I think it's just, like, that attachment to
that's legit.
The ride. That's legit. Although it's one of the worst rides.
Yep.
But it's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it seemed kind of cool. I love Emily Blunt so much, though, so she can kind of do no wrong.
Emily Blunt is great. Rock is great. I love all the individual pieces.
Well,
and I don't mind this.
I'm either.
Just not like, oh, I got to go see it.
No,
opening day.
You saw that trailer and you felt emotion.
Here's the thing. No.
No, I didn't feel emotion. That's a good call. But I also didn't feel emotion with the cat thing either.
Oh,
or Love is Blind.
There was excitement in places I won't describe.
I didn't feel emotion about the cat thing. I was I am watching that day one. Like, it has my attention.
Oh, God.
Well, hell yes, son, is an emotion.
Oh, yeah, okay, so if that's the case, then yes, I felt
like
emotion.
I'm in. Yeah.
Like, I did not feel that with Jungle Cruise. But I also had a very low bar going in, so it looked better than I expected.
It
and
looks,
I was like, it's
like,
fine.
I love The Rock, and, you know, something like Jumanji is The Rock pushing into like a stupid, silly movie franchise where it works.
Yeah.
Loved it.
This is a stupid movie, silly movie franchise that I don't think works.
I don't think it's going to be silly enough. Like, it won't be like comedic enough. It seems like it's a little more serious.
It doesn't feel like a grand adventure to me. It just felt like a bunch of sound stages and like, it felt almost like Aladdin, kind of like bright, colorful, but hollow at the same time.
And I fall for the bright and colorful, so that makes sense.
And I was just kind of like...
Yeah, I did too.
And as much... I love The Rock and I love Emily Blunt, but I don't like them together. Like, I didn't feel like that was like a pairing where they were like trading verbal jabs and stuff. And I was just like...
I will say that I didn't feel that chemistry right out. Like, it didn't just like, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. Like
this could have been an SNL digital short and I would have been like, yeah, that was totally cool if they had done like something absurd with it.
Yeah.
Like, and I was just kind of like, but that's just me. I know people love Disney movies and I'm not going to crap on this. I mean, Pirates of the Caribbean, when I saw Curse of the Black Pearl, I was like ready to just hate this movie. I went in there like, what is this? We are not making movies out of Disney rides. And I came out, I was like, okay, we made a movie out of Disney ride. And I'm all for it. I'm here for it. Okay. So, I mean, hopefully this will be in something more along the lines of that, but I'm not hopeful. BD, you are our mini Rock expert. What's going on with this?
Yeah, it's a movie. I don't know. It looks fine. I'm on the same boat as you. No pun intended. I don't think It's fine. Am I going to watch it? Maybe.
Rock,
probably.
Seriously, will look
because I'm a mini rock expert. Yeah, and if I miss it, then I'll have a gag of my rock knowledge.
He's going to hunt you on it.
If you guys don't know about BD's relationship with The Rock, like, BD is an unofficial part of The Rock's promotional team. Like, if you do not show up,
we're good buddies.
Films,
check Twitter.
Like, where's my man, Andy Davis?
What do they call rock fans? Like, what's the term? Because, like, everybody has, like, a name for
box
them. Swifties, is Taylor Swift. Like,
Pebbles.
Are they really Pebbles?
No.
Please tell me
saying
they're
Pebbles.
Millions.
Oh!
Hey! We need a sound
not
effect.
To be blunt,
so, when we come back,
rock.
We're going
to
be jumping into our deep dives of Call of Duty Warzone. Plus, Matt's going to break down new comics. Plus, we are going to read some user reviews on the air and give some people some Comic Book Nation t-shirts. So be sure to stay tuned for all of that because you want to know if you got a t-shirt.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
All right. So as we are doing this, I'm regretting my life because I'm sitting here talking to all of you and sitting in here with these people and not at home downloading Call of Duty Warzone.
I was wondering where you were going with that. Okay.
I thought you were just going to accuse us all of being gamers.
No. You're fine people. But, like, I don't get a nuclear reward for taking you all out.
True.
You
know? That's
very
true.
Nothing. So I like to keep my mind on bigger goals and achievements. And so Call of Duty's going Battle Royale. The download's now in progress. It was free at first this morning for people who own the actual Call of Duty reboot game. But it's also going to be free for people who don't own the game. As you're hearing this, it's already in progress. So go and download it. There's some great things with this. I haven't been into it as much. BD, did we ever get your playthrough done?
Yeah, I played.
Yeah, what's your impression?
Give
us a quick breakdown.
And I watched two. So it's fun. There's some big differences. I mean, it's much better than the Black Ops or Black Ops 4. Like, that was exclusively Battle Royale. I hated it. I played maybe 10, maybe 15 games, won one and never played again, and I only won because someone carried my team. Anyway, back to Warzone. It's much better because it doesn't have, like, the whole building a gun aspect to it. Like, I'm pretty sure you can still pick up attachments and enhance a gun, but you land with a pistol, and you can find armor. It's very similar. There's little packages on the ground you can find and open up to get various weapons, similar to chests in Fortnite, because that's like the Battle Royale everybody knows. And the map is gigantic.
It's a massive.
Would you say that's a good thing?
It's like 40 normal-sized multiplayer maps in one. Like, it is huge. I like that a lot. It's 150 players, so that works out. You're not really getting bored. I think the game might move a little slowly. Granted, when it was my first time playing, so I was kind of trying to take it easy, so I wasn't looking for action, so I was able to find the time to hide and figure my life out while I was playing that. It plays the same. There's vehicles. There's some different, like, finishing moves to kill people if you sneak up on them. And, I mean, I dig it. I'm going to play it a lot more tonight.
Oh, so they have sneak up finishers?
Yeah.
That's what a lot of these are missing.
Like. Yes, it has them. You can do that in multiplayer on regular Modern Warfare, but it's a little trickier. This one, there's, like, you can do the same thing, but there's more different animations to it. You can, like, there's some more clever stuff. The stuff you saw in the trailer, you can actually do in the game,
nice.
From my understanding. So I think it's going to be a big hit. I'm excited to play it a lot. Like, and when you lose, the biggest difference here from other Battle Royale games, if you die, you can only play squads. It's three at a time. If you die, instead of going back to the lobby or just waiting and watching someone else play and hopefully they revive you or something, you go to this thing called the Gulag.
The coolest part of the whole thing.
Which is a prison, yeah. And so when you're in that prison, you're just kind of moseying around. Like, it's a mini map from the gun game mode, which is a 2-on-2. And you watch, like, as if you're watching people in, like, a gladiator arena. And they fight. And the winner of that fight gets to go drop back into the map.
What?
So eventually, you get your turn in that map, and if you win your fight, you get to drop back in.
Stop.
So the games are going to kind of last a little bit longer, I think, because it gives half of the people who die a chance to come back.
That's
every
awesome.
Time.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh,
so, but that
gosh.
Is a really clever way to kind of give you an extra chance at survival and something to keep you
yeah.
busy after you die.
And that's the worst part.
And then even
dead,
if you lose that,
waiting.
Your team can collect cash from those little things that open up, little chests or whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they're called yet. Or
caches,
just things
right?
you find. Yeah, little caches, yeah, along the way. And if you get enough cash, you can find certain locations, like in Zombies, how you would buy stuff. You can buy your player back into the map. You can buy your teammate
what?
Back in. So it's pretty clever.
So I
so
gotta
far,
make a decision
like it.
Whether my teammate's worth money.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, I don't know what yeah. else you can
feel
spend
like
the money
more
on.
Hostile than Apex.
There must be something else you could spend the money on. I haven't gotten that far yet. I don't know what else.
I would
that
imagine
is,
it would be cosmetic, right? Cosmetic stuff.
No, no, no. But I mean, the cash within the game that would
oh,
be used
gotcha.
To buy. Yeah, I'm sure. Like, the game is free. Even if you don't own Modern Warfare, you can play it. So I'm sure there's going to be cosmetic stuff you can buy because that's how this game is going to make money. But the cash within the game, I don't know what else. Like, if it's like Zombies where you can buy a new gun, there's loadout drops. Like, instead of supply crates or whatever that yeah. fall out of the sky in Fortnite, there's loadout drops, which this game is shared progression with Modern Warfare. So if you have classes created in Modern Warfare
oh,
for your
nice.
Multiplayer, the loadout drop comes, and you can go take one of your classes and just your
import
character
them.
Then
oh,
has
wow.
it in Battle Royale mode. But you have to find that loadout drop and take it.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nuts.
So that was really cool,
that's
too.
That's cool.
Yeah, I
wow,
like it a lot.
That's pretty good.
It seems like they finally...
People are going to gather around some big power-ups.
Yeah.
And
there's
going to
be
some,
so much money.
Yeah. I mean, watching this
I know
lot.
I'm going to start yeah. spending money
people
on Call
of Duty. People are going to be gathering. I mean, Call of Duty's good to see them involved. And as I got some trash-talking text sent my way already, one important feature of this is that it's cross-platform.
That's awesome, too.
So I
PC.
Got a lot of PC people coming at
yep.
me already.
PS4,
so come at me,
Xbox,
PC people.
Yeah.
I'll
PC
see you
people
out
have
there.
An advantage. I'm sorry.
Crazy that
they really
the
do.
Oh, they think they do.
We do.
So that bullet hits the skull, and then they're just like, I thought
we
I
had like
realize
so
it was
many more buttons. It's crazy.
It is cross.
Control.
It is pretty.
Get me back to life.
The biggest so. Surprise is making Xbox people slum it with PlayStation people.
Oh, stop.
I mean, we,
for
you
shame.
Finally have something we care about. So
for shame.
Yeah. I mean, sorry.
Whoa. Here goes my mic. There goes my mic.
I've been so busy playing
so
AAA
far,
titles.
I have rocked everybody's mic on this whole thing.
Well, there was a PlayStation game I was very excited about. I bet
which
you play
one?
It's like a samurai game. I saw a commercial
Ghost
for
of
it.
Tsushima?
Hmm.
Yeah, it looks good.
My buddy was just playing at a PC.
Is
on
that only
house.
On PlayStation?
Yep.
Yeah.
It looks good.
But I think it's out.
I'll give you that.
I think PC, yeah. It is. It's available on PC
yeah,
already.
Playing,
right?
Yeah, he was playing out of my house over New Year's. I was watching.
Yeah.
It
looks good.
Little custom built PC. I'll see you, Wiley. But that's neither here nor there.
Whoa,
very
whoa.
Specific.
Who is my
best Wiley
fella? He's my best friend.
We just need it to come out on Switch, and then we're like all unified and one.
It's my brother from another mother, but that's neither here nor there. All right, so getting back to
things
what we're actually
Wiley.
Doing. Comics. Matt, read them.
Let's
thank
go.
You. That was a great.
Which I still need to read this. These
yes.
Comics.
So, okay, we are going to start. So we are starting a thing where Janelle is going to, we're going to start with Doctor Strange.
Yay.
And she's going to like start her comic book education.
Yes.
It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited about
I'm
it.
I'm pumped.
So look
I'll
forward
be reporting
to that
on it.
Shows.
Yeah.
So for this week, we got a book. We'll start with Marvel first. X-Men number 8. Venom number 24, which a couple of decently sized things happen in that book. So if you've been paying attention to the overall stuff from Absolute Carnage, you're going to want to pay attention to that one. The Immortal Hulk, Avengers number 32, Thor number 4. We got a bunch of Star Wars stuff this week. Star Wars Darth Vader number 4. Kofi's personal favorite series, Star Wars The Rise of Kylo Ren number
yo,
4.
Yo, the last issue of that series is L.I.T.
I
want to
read
sure
that
check
too.
It out.
I love Kylo.
And it also explains the best moment in Rise of Skywalker. So be sure to check that out. And we have an article up on comicbook.com about
boom,
that.
Boom, look at that. Star Wars Bounty Hunters number 1 is also out. So if you are, again, there's Marvel's doing a ton of stuff right now with the Star Wars universe. Cable number 1, Avengers of the Wastelands number 3, Hawkeye Freefall number 4. And Nebula number 2. Moving on to DC, we have The Flash number 751. The Green Lantern season 2 number 2, which is one of the weirdest issues of Green Lantern I've read thus far, which is saying something because Grant Morrison is writing it.
Yo,
so.
I can't.
Weird
I
in
can't.
A good way or a bad way?
It's so weird.
I can't.
This one is weird. This
like
one is weird.
Weird, good or bad, though?
Like, I don't know how to feel about it. Weird.
Okay, he's like, saying
just,
bad, I
just
think.
Just so weird.
Weird like Katy Perry song, like weird.
Oh, wait, which one?
I kissed a girl, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like, what? That's a great song.
I like most Katy Perry songs.
No, I meant like weird as in the sensation she's talking about. In that
gotcha. Song. All right. Now we're on the same page. Young Justice number 14 seems like a perfect book to segue from there. We also have Jonathan Hickman's new Image book, which is about the politest assassin in the game, Decorum number 1. So if you're looking for something kind of different, Hickman, of course, Powers of X, Powers of 10, House of 10, those books. If you're looking for something very different, original, you can go over here for Image. Go-Go Power Rangers number 30, counting down to the end of this series with number 32, RIP. We also have the Transformers number 18, Bloodshot number 7, James Bond number 4, Marvel Action Captain Marvel number 4, BB Free number 3. I'm going to try and say this, Agretsuko?
Yeah, Agretsuko.
Yeah. Okay, All right. Number 2 from Oni Press. And then Judge Dredd, 100-page giant, is out. So that is your comics this week.
All right. Thank you, Matt. And as promised and promised and promised, we are going to read some new reviews from...
Kofi, I really wish you'd explain to everyone who's listening the ASMR like plastic bag that they're hearing on the mic.
I dropped my phone. It blew out of my hand when I got out of my car the other day and shattered. And so
makes sense because
I had it in one plastic bag and then I was using it. And then yesterday I had a bunch of glass shards in my finger that I had to extract from my finger. So I
really? I didn't think that could actually happen.
Yes, it can very much happen.
Oh my God.
I shouldn't be laughing, but I am.
Yeah, it was pretty funny up until the glass.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Disinfect, man. Alcohol is no longer able to be bought though. So I don't know what you're going to do.
Yeah, you can't.
Alcohol.
So let's start with our reviews from iTunes.
This is dedication to reading reviews.
Yeah,
it is.
If we read yours and it's a 5-star review, please send your name, your shirt size, and your address to editor@comicbook.com. That's Jim Viscardi, where you should start harassing him to send you your shirt and make sure he does it.
And send Kofi a new iPhone.
Nah, we're taking follow care
up.
Of that.
What we're saying is
Well, fun fact, guys, you know, now's not really the time to damage any products you own that come from China or anywhere because production's not really up to par right now. So, yeah. So, the first one we're going to read is titled Oof.
Uh-oh.
And it is 1 star.
Okay, I want to go under
the
table
now.
The Weekly Planet is better in every conceivable way.
Well, I wonder who wrote this.
Sega Boy. Well, that explains it all.
Sega.
Yeah, of course you are Sega Boy. We're Nintendo Squad. Get your game up. All right.
I mean, I like both, but...
So...
I don't know what the Weekly...
Not today, you don't.
I don't know what the Weekly Planet is. I don't know what it is.
I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google the Weekly Planet while you...
Was that the whole review?
That was the whole review.
Oh, shout out to Weekly...
Free shout out.
Free shout out to the Weekly Planet. Way to go in there, dog. Yeah, get yours. Next one is a 3-star review that says, great show except for one thing. As a serious longtime comic book fan, I love this show and I wish I could give it 5 stars. Been collecting comics since 92. It's been my hobby ever since. Everyone is awesome, funny, and knowledgeable enough to keep listening every week. The spoiler warning has gotten better. Now here comes my own issue.
Oh,
it's with me.
My heart is racing. I feel like it's about
it's with me.
No. That's a troll. We're going to keep moving.
What? No. Wait, I want to know. Is it me?
I have a feeling it's me because I haven't read the comics.
It's long and it is crazy and is about you and I feel like it's one of your trolls.
Oh, I do have. Yeah. You have some of those.
No. It's way too detailed for this. Yeah. Yeah, that's a troll. Yeah.
I too hate that Janelle's so happy all the time.
Well, if you guys got a problem with Janelle Wheeler, Mr. Troll Show, Flip 416, you know where we are.
Well,
we're
here I did not like Love is Blind. So there you go. I'm not always
We love you. We can yell at you. This person doesn't love you.
I'm pretty sure the Weekly Planet is Mr. Sunday Movies podcast.
You know what? This is a chance where we can get Rich to do some good technical work when I say f*** you. So
if I can knock down a mic, I would. But I'm not going to.
Yeah. Pick up for our co-host. Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along. Banter, I really got to start reading these in advance.
Why are you reading all the bad ones?
I just got to know because we keep it honest.
We're being honest.
We're on the 5-star ones.
Wait, so are these people still getting t-shirts?
No.
One of these people might not kidding. Be like, you know.
We should send one to that other podcast, though, that he shouted out.
Yeah, we should send it to Mr. It was the guy. That's Mr. Sunday Movies podcast.
They get one. They get a shirt. You don't.
I like Mr. Sunday Movies. He's
get
great. So
I think that sounds. It could be better in every conceivable way. That could be true. We'll send him a T-shirt.
He's got an Australian accent, so he's already beating.
All right, let's get to some real positive 5-star. Banter. Five stars by Gene from the NJ. Oh, Gene's a good person. We know Gene. This podcast has it all. Top-notch banter, WWE analysis, and thorough, honest reviews for everything. Movies, comics, trailers, you name it. Very friendly cast with great POD voices. With great pod voices. Oh, my God.
P.O.D.
This is such a good showcase of me good reading words.
This is such a great example.
I was like, the band
of
P.O.D.?
We are like, I love P.O.D.
I know.
Most importantly, everyone is knowledgeable. No BS, just real opinions on everything happening in the nerdverse media. Well, thank you, Gene.
That was awesome.
We appreciate you.
Here comes the boom.
Another five-star one from Topher79. I had never heard a podcast before. I thought they were just not for me. Then iHeartRadio put them on their app, and I decided to check them out. I came across this one first and was hooked. I even went back to listen to it from the beginning. Best podcast ever. Keep up the great work. Love all the segments.
Aw. So nice.
Well, we got another one. That Other Podcast. Five stars from D$Bo. I really enjoyed this podcast. I'm a transplant from that other podcast, the one I don't name for legal reasons, and really enjoyed the chaos that occurred when he was a special guest. Oh, he was talking about Ben. P.S. My son and I have become bingers of My Hero Academia from your recommendation. That's my man right there. You're getting a t-shirt. Pleasant Surprise by Peter Pazinci or Pazais, NY. I'm not sure which one it is. This is an excellent podcast. They give you news about all things geek. Led by Kofi, the podcast hosts are fun and insightful. I enjoy the movie reviews as they are quick enough to get the point across, but also lead to great discussion. I also like that they offer comic books that they discover. The pod has quickly become a staple to my library.
Aww. That's so great.
Oh, man, Darth? I just found the tab for reviews. This is great stuff right here.
Oh, yeah, there's some.
There's one called Matt is My Spirit Animal.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get...
Ooh.
This. Damn it, you jumped the gun. That was my surprise for Matt.
Dang it. That's awesome.
Well, we'll jump up a couple because we got to move around. What? By Rise. Holy crap, I must be living under the rock because I just stumbled on this awesome podcast yesterday, 2/20/2020. Oh, good date. And I'm about 16 episodes deep, LOL. The hosts are super funny, and I love how nerdy they get with topics they are passionate about. I really feel like they're talking to me and nerding out with them as I listen to each episode. Listening to this podcast makes my work day go by fast, and my coworkers are always curious on why I'm laughing hysterically. As Ric Flair would say, woo!
Ah, oh, love
it. Everyone at Comic Book Nation.
Love that.
BD, read the one. I lost the one with Matt. Spirit Animal.
Oh, Spirit Animal. All right, here it comes. Oh, this is such a privilege to read this one. Okay, five stars. Aww. From Dredge_Knight. I've been listening to this podcast since the beginning, though I may not personally follow all of the topics this podcast covers. The knowledge and straight-up passion you all have for each topic is insurmountable and keeps me coming back for more. My only gripe is that Wednesdays and Fridays is not enough. Jim V needs to go out and grease some hands to cover more episodes a week. LOL. This cast works so well that I feel like I'm discussing and debating with friends. I laugh with you all and get heated with you, but more importantly, we're all geeks at heart, no matter the topic. But with Matt's love of Disney and comics, I believe he's my spirit animal. Thanks for the laughs and keep it up, guys. Grenade, Marvel greater than DC, go.
Oh,
I'm reading the comment. Don't kill the messenger.
Awesome. Thank you.
Dredge Knight.
Yes.
All right, a couple more before we get out of here. Pirate Man 00. Great blend of nerdy comedic stuff. This is too long of a title. Have been listening to these guys for several weeks now. Love them. I put it on in the morning at work and let it play through all the episodes. I'm always picking up on something I missed before. Got one from JDB9990. Awesome crew and great content. I was into comics a lot back in the day and recently started diving back in. I went looking for a good podcast or blog that would give me a rundown of what's new and what's good. This show gave me that and much, much more. I'm not able to keep up with all that goes on in the movie comic industry, and I am fascinated by all of it. This crew does all that research for me and feeds it to me every Wednesday and Friday morning on my commute to work. They often bring in resident experts to discuss certain topics. Kofi is an excellent host, agreed. Keep it up, team. I look forward to hearing more from you all.
I love that.
And last but not least, one that we got just yesterday. Oh, my God. Karn Batch John. Okay. The only downside. Oh, my God. Five stars. Okay. Where are we going with this?
Oh, God. Was it like a paragraph?
It's a long one.
They're always long. Yeah. They're always
okay.
Very long.
Okay. It fooled me. This one fooled me, but this one's good.
All right.
Final one. You scared me, John. This is a great podcast to listen to. They touch on a lot of different topics, comics, movies, shows, and more. The crew rotates around that so you are not always stuck listening to the same point of views every time. They pick certain topics to go in depth of, but make sure to touch on everything. The only downside to the podcast is that it limits itself to 1 hour. Sometimes they will get into a good convo or debate just to cut themselves short due to time. Other than that, I would say it's definitely worth a try. Well, we would love to go on forever, but, you know, the powers that be only sponsor us for 1 hour, and there really is a guy named Joe standing in an office waiting intently for us to leave here and get back to clicking them keys.
It's a real person.
Yeah, that's a real person, and that's a that's a real state of our lives. So.
I love that he stands, because he has the standing desk.
Yeah,
too.
And like, he just watches. He stands like
over,
and he watches.
Looking across.
He's looking across the room.
The
and
land.
Like,
surveying the compound.
Who's on right now? So, like, yeah, so he's going to be looking for us any minute now because he's timing how long we're in here. So we got to go. But thank you for all your kind comments and your reviews and are amazing. And for those of you who didn't do amazing stuff, I hope life gets better for you. Like, I honestly do. But that'll do it for this episode of Comic Book Nation. If you are just getting into the show, we put up new episodes every Wednesday and every Friday on Comic Book Nation or on comicbook.com, where you can subscribe to our RSS feed, or you can subscribe on your favorite podcast platforms. We are on iTunes, obviously, Google Podcasts, Google Playlists, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and Spotify, or you can go to the comicbook.com YouTube page to watch video of each episode. If you want to chime in on anything we talked about, please, or drop topics, or ask questions, or anything else, you can always find us at the hashtag comicbooknation, or you can find me at Kofi Outlaw.
You can find me at Janelle Wheeler on all of the socials, as well as Twitch, where trolling happens quite a bit, so don't worry, I'm used to it.
You can find me at Matt Aguilar CB.
And you can find me at Brandon Davis.
They know where to find you.
Well, you know what?
You don't need it.
I do. I wish that was true.
If you want to get one of these awesome Comic Book Nation shirts that are about to go out to a handful of people and one podcast, be sure to leave us a 5-star review at iTunes. We just got done a batch, but the next time is coming up. You don't know when it's going to happen. So get your 5-star reviews on iTunes now. That'll do it for this episode of Comic Book Nation. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. As always, we will see you next time. Peace.
Deuces.